is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As many as 10,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed by the Los Angeles wildfires. Nearly 200,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders, among them Andrew Schwartz, who used to live in Pacific Palisades with his wife and two children.
It's what it takes to build up a life as a family. It's just the day-to-day routine, the things that take forever to set up when you have young children. And when you're displaced and you have to start over, there's just so much to figure out.
Many neighborhoods, including most of Pacific Palisades, California, are unrecognizable after fires moved through. New York Judge Juan Merchan will sentence Donald Trump today in his hush money case. Trump will not get jail time, but he will become the first U.S. president ever convicted and sentenced for a crime. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether TikTok should be banned for national security reasons. Congress ordered the app's Chinese-based owners to sell or face a ban. So far, they haven't done that. This is ABC News. On hold as of now, a plea deal involving the man accused of planning 9/11.
The stay ordered by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals puts a halt to Friday's hearing, where the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was to have pled guilty in return for the death penalty being removed from his case. The stay is being ordered so that the court can have more time to determine whether Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has the authority to reverse the plea agreements that were offered to Mohammed and two other 9/11 plotters. Two military courts had ruled that Austin did not have that authority and that the plea agreements could proceed. Louis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
Actor Alec Baldwin is now launching his own lawsuit against prosecutors in New Mexico. He is accusing them of intentionally mishandling evidence in the deadly Rust movie set accident to make him the scapegoat. Last year, now officially the hottest on record ever, climate scientists from Europe and Japan confirming the average worldwide temperature in 2024 surpassed the previous record. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Is Jordan Love ready?
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow. More my elbow. Covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. Yeah, I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wava. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s this afternoon with a wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with more snow Saturday night into Sunday. We could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Big Show, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing on the program, as well as Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06 on this Friday morning, January 10th, 2025, and it's another beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media radio network or on the app, or by podcast, or watching us on social media. We appreciate you wrapping up the first full week of the new year right here, the first full working week of 2025. It feels like we've had two or three of these. It's been a long one, but we are here, and I got a question for you. Did you know that the sun is already setting 20 minutes later than it was, you know, just a couple of weeks ago when the solstice hit? Now, the sun is still rising at the same time, 7:43, you know, as late as it gets. But that's going to start working its way backwards as well. But, you know, 20 minutes of a little extra light at the end of the day is, well, it's better than a poke in the eye, I guess. We will continue getting through winter here. Temperatures are already 10, in some cases, 20 degrees warmer than at this time yesterday. It's 10 degrees warmer here in Lake Wissota, where it's 22. Hayward's at 20. Amory's at 22, Wausau 21, and La Crosse, it's 24 right now. In Rapids, it's 22, Green Bay 27, Madison 24, Waukesha's at 19, and at Radio Park and Racine, it is 23 degrees right now. And Alicia writes on YouTube very simply, woohoo. I can't say it the same way, that probably the same enthusiasm that she feels, but you know, she really can't wait until those early sunrises come back once again. Coming up on the show today, things are a little different than what you've come to expect on Fridays. Fridays at 6:30, we normally talk to Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil. Sadly, he is caught up in the evacuations in Los Angeles because of the terrible wildfires there after that windstorm and dry conditions. So Kia had to move elsewhere temporarily, and we hope to hear more from him that hopefully think he is safe and well. But we will talk with a couple of my other Courier Newsroom colleagues, Billy Ball in North Carolina, Isabel Soisson from our Courier Newsroom national team, about some of the stories that they have been following this week. Then in our second hour, we have typically talked to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel separately, and then we talk to veteran journalist Mark Jacob, or sometimes Jennifer Schulze, separately. And of course, on Wednesdays, we talk to Todd Albaugh. And I thought, why don't we get the gang together? So at 7:20 this morning, we're going to start basically a weekly panel of looking at the week's headlines with Jim Santel and with Jennifer Schulze and with Mark Jacob. Todd Albaugh will sit in this week, and we'll rotate that chair through. as everybody talks about basically a weekly wrap-up of what we all had so that we can kind of deprogram. Let's do just kind of a memory dump and go into the weekend and forget all about it until first thing Monday morning. What do you think of that? So we'll give that a go at 7:20 this morning, and you can join us along the way at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. As always, you can text us at that number, or you can call or text us through the Civic Media app, or as just happened on YouTube there with Alicia, you can post a comment on our YouTube page or the Up North News Facebook page or the Civic Media Facebook page as well. You can email us radio@upnorthnewswi.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter by clicking subscribe at the top of our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Greg Bach is standing by at Radio Park in Racine right now to get his weekend started. His weekend, of course, is not like yours and mine. We're done working.
Oh,
Greg's got to go to his other thing now, but his other thing is kind of cool. I mean, come on, he helps run. He's got a comedy club.
Yeah,
Greg, you know, our theme this week for me and for Sherry, and I think for you as well, has been. Damn, we're tired and we work really hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, given what we do compared to other folks' really stinky jobs, okay, we're tired, but, you know, we're okay. Greg, it's a comedy club. It's so cool. What's that Laughing Tap this weekend?
We have Nate Craig coming in four shows. He is a Madison native. He's made his way to Los Angeles. He has toured all over the country. He opens regularly for Bill Burr. His last comedy special was executive produced by Bill Burr, and he has been on Netflix and all sorts of other great stuff. So four shows. Tonight's early, tomorrow's early, and tomorrow's late are pretty close to selling out. If you're in the area and you want to see a show, Friday night late, there's lots of tickets available, 7:30 and 10 p.m. Yes, 10 p.m. And those are available at LaughingTap.com. $22 at the $22 online, $25 at the door, no drink minimums.
You see what we're doing here? We are so tired, but we are dragging ourselves across because, again, there are good things about our lives. We just need to sometimes remind ourselves now and then with that little pep talk. What's today's t-shirt, by the way?
Oh, this is my handy dandy the swag shop in Atlanta. It's a barber shop.
Oh, that's right.
Run by Killer Mike of Run the Jewels.
Okay. All right. Really good. And will Sunday be the full day off? Greg meets his couch and takes a nap weekend?
Nope.
Oh, my. Okay.
I got a meeting that's going to be most of the day.
Oh, then, a meeting. Yeah, oh, and then I'm so sorry.
We have a show that night, so it's straight through until I got a week from Monday off. A week from Sunday off.
Okay. All right. So at least you have something to work toward. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is something to work toward. And again, that's always important here for us as well. We will... You know, we take a midwinter vacation. We booked it months ago, and I sent the note around yesterday letting some of the folks know when it was going to be, so in case we get some fill-in hosts. I sense a return of Bach and the Doc at some point in February.
February? Okay, cool. Because I told you I'm going on vacation at the end of the month. I'm going to Memphis.
I don't know that you did, but I'll approve it.
We'll talk about it later then.
I'll allow it.
I mentioned it to you. My apologies. Okay.
Remember, I'm old. I might have forgotten too. It could go either way now with us. That's how either old and or tired we are at any given point here.
There's Bach in the Dock and there's old and tired.
Guess which show you're listening to right now? Not the one with the nice doctor lady. No. Who by the way is posting some wonderful pictures about her break, and I don't know if she's back this coming Monday or not. Assuming she is, we'll talk all about that as well, because you need this in the middle of winter. You need to set something, not just necessarily a vacation, but something fun, a weekend, a night out, anything like that. Otherwise it makes you a little bit crazy here.
Well, that's what we do in January. We always take a Wednesday through Monday in January, and we get out of town. We try to go somewhere somewhat warm. Like, New Orleans has been the warmest, but even still it was like 60 degrees. But we just want to get out of the really super cold and be just, you know, having fun. No meetings, no work, no nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Alicia, for the comment on YouTube. You guys definitely deserve time off.
Yeah.
And she knows that her job can definitely get stinky. And I can't recall what it was, but it is a job that does get stinky sometimes. Yeah. So I hope she gets a little bit of time off as well. Wanted to talk just a quick thing about sports, only because it's the college football playoffs. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try that again. College football playoffs this weekend, the final four, if you will, and apparently a very thrilling game last night between Notre Dame and Penn State, where Notre Dame, the 7 seed, by the way, has advanced to the national title game after beating Penn State 27-24 at the Orange Bowl in Miami. A big, thrilling finish for Irish fans thanks to an interception with just 33 seconds left in regulation, setting up Notre Dame for a game-winning field goal. So, boy, do I feel bad for that Penn State quarterback. But Notre Dame will play in the national championship game in Atlanta on January 20th against either Ohio State or Texas. Those two teams will square off tonight in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. So there's your little update on the college football playoffs. Yes, sir.
Do you know what I didn't realize until I started doing this show this year, like, about college football?
What?
Is that all the bowl games are essentially brackets taking you to the national championship.
They are now, yes. They used to be such this weird, you know, scattershot thing. They meant nothing. And yeah, now they're brackets taking us someplace.
That's interesting.
They have purpose now.
There you go. Maybe I'll be interested in them one day.
One day. Yeah. One day. It's just not
today. Today.
It's all we can do to maintain confidence for the Packers, who play the Eagles in the wild card round of the playoffs. That's this Sunday afternoon, pregame at 1 o'clock. On Civic Media stations in Racine, Kenosha, Richland Center, or Park Falls. Meanwhile, the Badger men's basketball team is in action tonight against the Minnesota Gophers. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock. You can catch it on the Civic Media app and on stations in Amory, Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. So all that is yet ahead. The Milwaukee Bucks, they play tonight in Orlando. Let's see, the Badger women's basketball team is home tomorrow afternoon against 8th-ranked Maryland. The Badger women's hockey team, ranked number 1 in the country, is at home Saturday and Sunday against Minnesota State. The Badger men's hockey team is home tonight and tomorrow against LIU. The 7th-ranked Marquette men's basketball team is off until next Tuesday when they travel to DePaul. The Marquette women are home tomorrow afternoon hosting Villanova. So that's your little update on sports. One of the things that we're going to talk about in our next hour more with Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze and Todd Alba and Jim Santel is basically Meta going MAGA. And what is it with what's happening with Mark Zuckerberg at Meta, parent company of Facebook and Instagram and Threads, in his rush to embrace Donald Trump and curry favor ahead of his inauguration. The three big billionaires in this country, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos from Amazon, and of course Elon Musk, have all joined together with Trump in a way that surely sends a message to the rest of America, you would hope, about where the priorities of this administration are going to be, who's going to benefit the most from it. And, again, it bears repeating that if they're talking just about restoring the 2017 tax cuts and invading Panama and somehow acquiring Greenland, you should not be looking for any big change in the price of eggs or any of the other things that they said they were going to work on. So stay tuned for that discussion in our next hour. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Friday morning, when you're here, you're up north live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista.
time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're muted, Pat.
You know what we need to do? Since we can't put a button on your board that sends an electric shock to my chair that tells me that I've still got my mic muted, we at least need a better, we need a sound effect or something like that. Because, I mean, just hearing you going, Pat, you're muted. It's just like, Pat, you're a dummy. Let's at least make it funny. Let's look for just the right, like being hit over the head with a mallet in a cartoon or something like that. Maybe a chicken that's squawking. I don't know. Anything that says, Pat, hit the mute button.
Yeah. We'll get a celebrity to do it.
That would work. I was saying the late, great Jim Croce was born this day in 1943. We'll have today's history lesson coming up in just a bit. Today on the National Day calendar, I'll tell you that one of the days is National Save the Eagles Day. And Christina Laurie focuses on Eagles, the bird, not the music group, in our newsletter. You can sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe in the banner atop the homepage. And she writes about the popularity of bald eagle watching in Wisconsin and some places where you can see them this time of year, especially places that still have open water. We feel very blessed here on Lake Wissota that we don't have a lot of eagles year-round, but in early spring, just as the ice breaks up and the river starts to open, it's always right about that time that we get a few extra eagles coming past, no doubt on their way to other places up north. So learn more about eagle watching and our newsletter. Again, that's over at upnorthnewswi.com. Looking at some of the headlines today, there was obviously the funeral yesterday for former President Jimmy Carter, where you had 5 living former presidents gathering along with first ladies, vice presidents. Let me make one thing clear. If you really want a good eulogy to be said at your funeral, get yourself an adversary turned friend. Now, I have learned over the years, just through both observation and experience, that some of the best friendships are the ones that were forged by people who at first were adversaries in some way, shape, or form, and then found some common ground and got to be really good friends. In this case, I'm referencing the eulogy delivered yesterday by Steve Ford, son of former President Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was defeated by Jimmy Carter in the election in 1976. Gerald Ford wrote a eulogy. He agreed, they both asked each other, Ford and Carter, to give the eulogy at their funeral. And obviously, only one of those was going to be delivered in person. And in this case, it was Steve Ford delivering the eulogy that his father wrote for his former adversary, talking about the friendship that they had forged after that and recognizing their passion for service, their faith, the the friendships that their families had built. It was, in my mind, and I'm not saying I have a ton of experience with eulogies, but I can only think of one eulogy of a significant political figure that tops it. And that would be Vice President Walter Mondale's eulogy for Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey when he passed away. It's worth looking up on YouTube. Just a magnificent tribute to a friend and professional colleague. And former President Ford did the same from the afterlife for his friend Jimmy Carter. And it would be tough to say you didn't get a lump in your throat when he didn't end with his father, the former president's words to Jimmy Carter saying, welcome home. So it was a very nice ceremony. Good remarks delivered by other folks, certainly President Biden included. And then there were, like I said, the exchanges, the moments between figures. It was the first time that we'd seen Donald Trump and Mike Pence together. It was a very short handshake. Some words were spoken very briefly, not to make light in a funeral, but it really wouldn't surprise me if it lasted for about the length of time that it says, hi, I hate you. Yeah, hi, I hate you too. And, then they moved on. And the only person who really had any kind of exchange with Donald Trump was former President Barack Obama. And it's almost as if all of the ex-presidents got together and said, I think they drew straws and Obama got the short straw. And they're like, you have to sit next to him. And you see the President Obama sitting there and President Trump is talking to him and Trump is doing 80 to 90% of the talking. And Obama's kind of nodding and occasionally putting something back at him. But let's just say it was not necessarily a love fest there. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be about Jimmy Carter. And again, I hope that over these past couple of weeks, many more Americans thought back to somebody who was trying to do his best for all Americans, not just for the people who voted for him. Somebody who served his country in war, somebody who served his country in political office, and somebody who served the world and mankind through the good works that he did after his presidency. I mean, when he was defeated in 1980, he was still, I think, 56. He lived almost half of his life after being president of the United States and helped eradicate one particular disease, built countless homes, brokered peace agreements, and so much more. And I don't feel like the speakers necessarily took any kind of a shot at Donald Trump directly, but there were a couple of references, again, to being more service-driven than driven by, personal ego and a drive for personal power. And I don't think that that was necessarily meant to be aimed at Donald Trump so much as other Americans who maybe need a reset, who maybe need to do a gut check on their own cynicism about politics. And trust me, I understand the cynicism about politics. But cynicism can grow to an unhealthy level. It's one thing to want to make sure that a politician is doing what they say they're going to do and to hold them accountable. It's another thing to paint with a broad brush and say they're all corrupt and they're all getting nothing done. And Jimmy Carter is exhibit A and how you can have good people trying to do good things when you vote them into office. All right, we'll come back and talk to a couple of my Courier Newsroom colleagues next in place of Kia Vakil. You're up north.
Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It may not be much to look at across the state of Wisconsin these days, but getting chores done without the snow, a lot easier. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I think we'd all like to see maybe a little snow across the state to protect our hay and winter wheat. But in New York State, they're glad it's done. Bryce Windecker is a dairy farmer himself, also a broker analyst with EverAg. I talked to him yesterday, and he said his particular area picked up a lot of lake effect snow.
Yeah, we've gotten a plethora of lake effect snow, a very thin band, only spanning about 1 hour north to south. But the people that got a lot of it. We were on the southern end of it and got about 2.5 feet. And then you go north and just west of me, they got 74 inches in 3 days last weekend.
74 inches, folks, that's just a little over 6 feet of snow in some areas of upstate New York over the course of a weekend. Bryce Windecker is sharing the story. He's a dairy farmer himself and also a dairy analyst with EverAg. He said that milk did continue to move. It didn't turn into a transportation issue for them, but he said there were some roofs that collapsed on dairy barns as well as sheds that they did have to deal with. The markets we're dealing with on a finally Friday morning, generally positive. Numbers are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
In the early morning hours of a Friday, right now March corn's up a penny at 4.57, December new crop unchanged at 4.47, March soybeans are up a nickel at 10.04, November new crop up to 10.16, March wheat, penny stronger at 5.35, July new crop up a penny at 5.56. Barrel cheese as well as AA butter was unchanged yesterday. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and three quarters to 1.89 and three quarters. That's just a quick snapshot on the markets. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s this afternoon with a wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with more snow Saturday night into Sunday. We could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight. This weekend, we welcome brand new band Take Back the Sun, and Terry chats with Aaron Schulke about Wisconsin polka. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed automatic voter registration into law in December of 2020 to begin in January of 2023. Pandemic, technical, and bidding delays ensued, but preparation for voter registration at the DMV and other state agencies has finally begun. The New York State Board of Elections approved a resolution in December 2024 authorizing the state's Department of Motor Vehicles and other state agencies to create voter registration forms and transmit that data to the Board of Elections database. The new system allows citizens to opt out of voter registration, but will otherwise register or change registration information during official transactions. Gotham Gazette reports that both the implementation of automatic voter registration, or AVR, and online voter registration, or OVR, were delayed as technical staff was diverted for pandemic-related IT projects. While the delays are frustrating, getting it right is critical. Early adopter Oregon recently discovered flaws in its very successful AVR system, with evidence that ineligible citizens and non-citizens were accidentally registered during state transactions. The state is in the process of a system-wide audit. Brennan Center for Justice finds AVR has increased voter registrations from 9% to 94% in jurisdictions around the country. We have more on AVR at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will join me to discuss the results of Justice Juan Merchan's sentencing of the president-elect, whatever that is. Plus, it's Friday. Tell us something good. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above lacrosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Wildfires around Los Angeles burning for a fourth straight day as firefighters continue struggling to put out the blazes. In other neighborhoods, evacuees are returning to find all that's left of their homes and communities.
Half my block was gone. It's emotional.
Andrew Schwartz, who fled with his spouse and two young children from Pacific Palisades. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says first responders are not only putting out fires, they're also conducting rescue missions.
The majority of the people they are having to rescue out of homes and vehicles are individuals that chose not to evacuate, not only putting themselves in danger, but putting the first responders in more significant danger.
10 people have been killed in the wildfires. 10,000 homes and other buildings have been destroyed. Sentencing for Donald Trump today in his hush money case. The Supreme Court refused to delay it. Supreme Court hearings today on the future of TikTok as well. This is ABC News.